Thousands of U.S. troops are allowing time for supply lines to catch up and for air power to further wear down Iraqi forces that lie ahead. Meanwhile, the suicide car bomb that killed four U.S. soldiers yesterday has raised the anxiety level of those on the front line. NPR's John Burnett is with the 1st Marine Division in South Central Iraq.
Sergeant Chris Kiefer, a 21-year-old TOW missile operator with the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines Regiment, is using the lull in fighting to write a letter home to his wife back in San Diego. He's sharing with her the intimate details of life in a war zone, the improvised field toilets, the sleeping rack he installed in the back of his Humvee, and the now distant memory of regular laundry.
Underwear and socks, going for a world record here. You know, it's been over a month since I changed both, and form-fitted is what I say, you know. It fits right to my feet and my underwear, right to my body, so they're real comfortable at this point.
There are several plausible reasons for the hiatus in the war. From the Marines' perspective, they moved so far, so fast, they nearly outran their supply trains, the truckloads of beans, bullets, and band-aids that shadow the combat teams. Late last week, journalists traveling with the division headquarters were asked to cut down to one MRE a day, though food supplies have since returned to normal. Staff Sergeant Robert Newell says Marines in his unit, the 3rd Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion, are grateful for the downtime.
Basically refuel, rearm, re-outfit, do a lot of maintenance on the vehicles, a lot of maintenance on the weapons, give everybody a little bit of rest. Everybody was pretty much exhausted from the big push north from the border. So it's been good. It's got everybody together, got the whole RCT together so we can make a big push if that's the decision the commanders make.
Before the final push to Baghdad, which commanders privately say could begin at any hour, the Marines are using the time to try and win the hearts and minds of the local population. It's a standard tactic by U.S. forces used in conflicts as varied as Vietnam, Somalia, Kosovo, and Afghanistan. Call this the first public relations offensive in the war in Iraq. Marine intelligence officers say Saddam's security operatives are going among the people, telling them the invading armies want to conquer and subjugate Iraq. They're urging them, sometimes forcing them, to take up weapons and fight the U.S. troops every inch of the way. Major Jason Morris, commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 5th Regiment, is sending civil affairs specialists into important southern cities, such as Ad-Diwaniyah, to counter the regime's propaganda.
We've got a series of translators and what's called a human exploitation team, which go out on some of the patrols, talk to the local populace. The purpose of the interaction is to gain their trust and to make sure that the Iraqi people know that, again, we've got no fight with them, and we're trying to make sure that they understand that we are here to help, and we are here to liberate the country of Iraq.
Exchanges between U.S. troops and Iraqi civilians have been complicated by yesterday's car bombing against an army unit. Marines have also reported that surrendering Iraqi soldiers will drop their white flags and hit the dirt, allowing troops in their rear to open fire on American fighters.
You don't know who the good guy is and a bad guy.
Right now, we're sitting here trying to sort that out.
Chief Warrant Officer Tim Galinas, with the 3rd Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion, stands next to an 8-wheeled gun truck aimed at a cluster of adobe farmhouses across a crop field. He says his unit has been under orders to search every vehicle and its driver that comes close to their position.
But now, with the news of a vehicle bombing down south, you know, now that kind of sheds a different light. You don't want to get too close to a pickup truck, but you got to stop it somehow. So we'll wait and see what the see if the rules of engagement change as far as vehicles go. But they're not going to get close to me, I'm telling you that much.
The Iraqis' increasing use of irregular tactics, like fake surrenders, combatants dressed as civilians, and now suicide car bombings, has reinforced a saying, an ethos, that the Marines have been repeating to one another in Iraq. It's quoted here by Major Martin Steinley with the 11th Marines Artillery Regiment.
Be professional, be polite, but have a plan to kill everyone you meet.
John Burnett, NPR News, in South Central Iraq.